This is.
The same day the president announced his nominee for the Supreme Court, this girl power song got a nod from the First Lady. The single is called This Is For My Girls, and it features some of the biggest names in the music industry. Michelle Obama introduced it at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Here's Michelle Obama earlier today sounding for all the world like a record label pitch woman.
And I want everybody to download that song, and I want us all singing that anthem.
That's right.
Radio to play it. This is for our girls.
Right.
The song's performers include Missy Elliott, Kelly Clarkson, and Janelle Monáe. Sales from the single, which is only available on iTunes, benefit charities supporting young women's education globally, including the First Lady's Let Girls Learn campaign.
It's a pretty good song.
That's music critic and professor Evelyn McDonald.
It's not going to change the world in terms of musical innovation.
The innovation's not the point, she says, when stars pile up on stage to sing on behalf of a cause.
They're about creating community and sending a message.
This tune, says McDonald, is a bit of an outlier in that it was an actual hit. Millions of people bought it in 1985. All kinds of people. This new song does not promote partisan issues, unless you're a member of the Taliban, but it's coming from a Democratic First Lady. Evelyn McDonald points out it's also not a particularly diverse group of singers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as big of a tent as We Are the World was.
Politicians often use rock stars to seem hip, but this time it might be the other way around, says McDonald. We're talking about a First Lady unusually adroit at leveraging pop culture in her messaging, like doing the nay-nay and the cat daddy in her campaign against childhood obesity.
This is for my ladies like soldiers, we stand up. Remember when Tupac told us keep our head up. And even when the times get rough, you get up. Treat your life like a stage, you go ahead and tear it up.
Women musicians singing about empowerment is nothing new on the pop charts, especially in the past few years. But critic Evelyn McDonald was struck by the intensity of this song's relevance as soon as she went to iTunes to buy it.
If you start searching for the title of the song, This Is For My Girls,
another song title immediately comes up that uses ugly language.
This Is For My Bitches?
A 2009 tune from a gentleman named Jim Jones.
So that the first song that you come up with when you start typing in This Is For My is This Is For My Bitches tells you how deeply embedded into our culture misogyny is.
Score another point for the revealing power of autofill. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Put your hands up high.